My name's Angela Parker and I run an aesthetic nursing practice where I do cosmetic injecting.
What sort of people do come and ask for your services?
I've had all sorts of things, from like 14-year-old girls who I won't touch, but mostly it's people in the middle ages where they're starting to show that they're getting a bit older, and they kind of, just like the rest of us, want to kind of stall that a bit and look pretty for longer.
How has this slowdown in the economy affected your business?
I find my business has gone, it's less of a business since the slowdown in the economy, because I think people have other things to do with their money than spend it on injecting their face.
And I suppose in times like this, people don't want to spend a lot of money on what's effectively cosmetic surgery or cosmetic enhancements.
That's absolutely right. Although there is another aspect of that. Sometimes in a recession, people really, really do spend the money on things like, I want a nice new lipstick to make me feel good, even though they really can't afford it. It makes them feel good to buy nice things, nice underwear, and perhaps cosmetic injecting as well will be something that they go with. So we'll just have to wait and see how this pans out, but I'm aware of the problems and issues that lie ahead of me.
My name's Dee Cox and I run Fine House Business Services, offering secretarial, PA and bookkeeping support for small businesses.
Where are you based?
Burton Latimer.
This is a new business, isn't it? Very new business.
A very new business. It's only been running since Monday. I was made redundant last Friday and thought I'd get back on the horse and get off to a great start.
And is this the first business that you have run yourself?
No, it isn't. I ran a business for 5 years, Karma Consulting, offering businesses and private people help with stress issues and confidence issues to enhance the skills that they already held.
To be made redundant on Friday and set up your new business on Monday, that's very fast work indeed. Clearly you think you've got to take control of your life.
Absolutely. I think that we all owe that to ourselves. And given the current economic climate, there's a lot of people who have obviously found themselves in the same position as myself. Get out there, show the world that you can do it and that you have the skills that everyone really does need.
I'm Darren Masia. I'm the area manager for Business Link Services in Northamptonshire. BusinessLink is the nationally funded service to support small to medium enterprises.
Now, you've been helping businesses for quite a while. What would you say is the state of health of local businesses at the moment?
Local businesses have been through, no doubt, a tough period. We've done some recent work to look at future needs and concerns, and by and large that research thus far has shown that there is some cautious optimism starting to creep back. But that's not to say that there aren't issues that we still need to support businesses on, really in terms of accessing finance, perhaps growing the customer base, perhaps evaluating finance and looking at cash flow. And those are the key areas that I think businesses are still wrestling with. There is still obviously the ongoing concern perhaps with red tape and regulation. I think that's an ever-present in small businesses.